Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Governor Newsom, who would normally be known as the loyal opposition, met with Donald Trump in Washington yesterday, and they talked for more than an hour and a half. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, I guess the governor put aside their differences for the time being in order to get aid for the L.A. fire victims.
That's right. He's sort of parked the resistance movement and hopped into the rebuild mode. And that's what he has to do because California, especially in Los Angeles, is facing probably one of the biggest crises in the state history. And the fires are out, but, you know, we still have questions about mudslides and such with the weather. But the big thing is going to be cleaning the place up and rebuilding. And cleaning the place up is an immediate challenge for a number of levels, not only financially, but also environmentally, because there's a lot of toxic waste down there. You burn a house, you burn a business. There's a lot of everything, plastics and everything that go up and melt down. And so that's, he did meet in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, who has been critical of California as well for about 90 minutes. And a lot of it had to do with meeting with the Lee Zeldin, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, who has hundreds of workers on the ground in Los Angeles, with the idea of getting that toxic waste and the rubble out of Los Angeles so they can even clear the path to rebuild.
Do you think he'll get what the state needs?
You know, it depends on, I'm not sure he's going to get everything that the state wants. Will he get the state, will he get what the state needs? Well, they need anything and everything. I don't think there doesn't seem to be any conditions on this. At least he was asking for no conditional, unconditional aid. Remember when Trump first touched down on the fires and he was criticizing Newsom in California, saying that he wanted a change in the voter ID law, which has absolutely nothing to do with any of this. That was purely political. And he also wanted California to turn on the water from the north to the south. Well, that didn't have much to do with the fires, but Trump went and turned on the water anyway, put about 2 days worth through the pipes of the Central Valley at a time when they didn't need it. But that seems to have gone to the side right now, and they are talking about the rebuild. Newsom also met with leaders on both sides of the aisle and congressional delegations from California on both sides of the aisle to, you know, pump up the idea of getting the help as well. So it's an interesting move. Newsom, have you been watching him and listening to him? They just finished up the special session he called where they passed $50 million in the state legislature to quote-unquote Trump-proof California and set up, you know, money for legal challenges against what Trump might be have in mind for the state of California. We haven't heard much at all about that. As a matter of fact, Newsom's press office hasn't even issued a release on that. Instead, what they've been doing is referring those questions to Attorney General Rob Bonta and putting out more and more press releases about what Newsom is doing about rebuilding Southern California. So he's gone from resist to rebuild. We'll see if we can if it results in, you know, a real change, or we have a rematch down the line.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.